But it's fun to see all the different pictures and how she finds different things to look at to express in her photography. But the most important thing is the view of those who are taking or looking at the subject matter. And the text for this week for me is kind of the similar one, that the framework or the lens that we look at this, the gospel, may be different for each of us, depending on where we are coming from, what we might be experiencing that the time that we read it or hear it, and how that forms and shapes and holds a different meaning for us. And it's much like a photograph. And looking at the picture before us today, I was wondering, as I was reading it, what I was focusing on. What stood out differently than from a different angle? And so I thought of those who are participating in this story. And we have our main player, we have Jesus, who's walking, continuing on his way to Jerusalem. And this time he's in the region between Samaria and Galilee. And we have 10 lepers that come and they plead for healing and mercy, and Christ grants that. You have the disciples who are probably on the periphery watching this interaction and once again experiencing the miracles of seeing healing that Christ is performing, the miracles of bringing people on the fringe back into community and restoration. I was thinking about those lepers, the 10 of them, that 9 go out and they're like, great, they get restored, they go to the temple to present themselves and possibly go home to rejoice and celebrate. And of Christ, he just keeps going, and he's like, weren't there like 10 of you and 9 others and only you came back? And for that, who was also a foreigner, a Samaritan, that was just learning about Christ, that didn't know possibly all the stories and the grandeur that of the relationship with God that we have. And the one that I was focused on, and I was trying to get off that focus because of hearing this interpreted in so many different ways as I've heard this story throughout my life. The one that stood out that I was wrestling with was, get up, go on your way, your faith has made you well. And I thought of all the encounters that I've had, the experiences of those that say, why hasn't my faith made me well? Why am I not faithful enough? Why? And I want to tell them, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Your faith is that you believe. Your faith is that God is with you in this moment. Your faith is bringing you to that point where you are okay with wherever you are in life. And so moving my frame, the thing I was focusing on, back a little bit, I was thinking of the blessing that was given to these lepers, to the man, the Samaritan, that gift of restoration, the gift of life once more, and that healing, that rejoining of that relationship that took place. And for us, there's, like I said, there's probably other things that we might stand out to us, and the lens that we're looking at through. And the question, the healing that took place, the grace and restoration that was done through Christ, and how does that apply, that grace? How does that grace apply to us? And I think of God's grace that is given freely to us each and every day. That grace and that love that I hope restores us and gives us the momentum to move forward to the next step. And part of that, with that all being said and done, What became clearer as I was focusing and looking is that the healing waters that we get to participate in, we get to participate and bring the body and blood of Christ Jesus into us each and every Sunday. And for me, coming into the Lutheran tradition, it was such a gift. I remember my first time taking communion at a Lutheran church and just crying because I was accepted once more for who I am and who God is calling me to be. And I think of that wholeness that it brought to me, that the waters bring wholeness, that Christ brings the wholeness to us when we feel like we're not fully functional. And each aspect of the worship that we get to participate in brings and draws us closer to the Trinity, not as we see ourselves, but as God sees us, loving us, participating with us in this grace, in this love, and this freedom that has been given, in the hope that each day will find new life, and holding on to the promises that we've been given. And the thing that I am thankful for from coming out of this reading is that we get to share in the relationship we have with God, that we get to share it with one another, giving encouragement and possibly that hope that a person can make it through. And also bringing light and a different angle to God, who is with us now and always, and the promises that we hold of his truth with us. Amen.